Have you ever been in a situation where you felt abandoned by God? What do we do in such instances? Let's find out in today's episode. Hello everyone, thanks for tuning in. This is the Word Up Podcast, a program where we share thoughts on YouVersion's Bible verse of the day. I'm Matthew Ogers, your host, and it's my pleasure to share with you today. Without further ado, let's dive into the episode. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. I'll read the NLT and the Amplified versions. The NLT says, "Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus." And the Amplified version says, "In every situation, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful and continually give thanks to God, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus." Naturally, thanksgiving is associated with goodwill or blessing or favor. Let's go back to the basics for a bit. The word thanks from the Cambridge Dictionary means words or actions that show you are grateful or pleased about something. Words or actions that show you're grateful or pleased about something. It is expected that one would be grateful when some sort of good is done to them, and the lack of gratefulness in that situation becomes worrisome. Growing up, my dad intentionally taught us to be grateful for the little things. For example, if you asked him for some money, he could give you about 10% of what you asked for to watch your reaction. If you're grateful, you get the remaining 90%. But if you're not, he would take back the 10%. Initially, when we had not learned the lesson, we would grumble upon receiving the 10%, saying, "Oh, Daddy, the money isn't enough. There's still more left. I need this money because it's really important, blah, blah, blah." And then he goes, "All right, let me have the 10% then." And once you hand that in, it's gone. Gone for good. He then tells you why you won't have it. You may not agree with that system, and that's okay, but it taught me and my siblings to be thankful. Now, our verse for today says, "In every circumstance," not just when good is done to you, but even when you face tough situations that make you feel abandoned by God, give thanks, knowing that you can never be abandoned. God is with you and is working it out for you. Note, we're admonished to thank God in the situation and not for every circumstance. Alright, this is important because of a few things. Number one, God does not cause evil. There's no evil in God. God does not cause evil. There is no evil in God. So thanking Him, that is God, for something evil may put you in a position thinking that God caused it. We thank God in every situation, not for it. All right? Because evil does not come from God. Number two, although God does not cause evil, even when we're going through an evil occurrence, He is with us in it. For example, Joseph in prison, you see the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace. And in all these situations, we see God manifesting Himself in not so pleasant circumstances. All right? When we thank God in a not so pleasant situation, few things happen that I'd like us to talk about. Number one, it does not automatically stop the process. It does not automatically stop the process. So thanking God in the situation does not make the situation stop automatically. Sometimes we still have to go through the process for God's will and His ultimate agenda to be done. Alright, although the process does not automatically come to a halt, it makes our eyes open to God's will in it. Alright, it also makes our spirit sensitive to God's plan. So, yep. Giving thanks in every situation is something you can develop as you grow in your walk with God, because this is not a natural reaction. The psalmist King David said in the 23rd Psalm, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." How much does the presence of God mean to you? Would you rather have the stuff and lose God, or would you rather have God and lose the stuff? I need God and I want the stuff as well. If that's your response, then Matthew 6 and 33 says, "Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need." In other words, seeking God and his kingdom should be our priority, and all the other stuff will follow. This way we can thank God in every situation. If the other stuff are more important to us than God himself, we find that when we don't receive what we hoped for or find ourselves in tough situation, we question God and wonder if he has abandoned us. Ever wondered why the apostles were beaten for preaching the gospel and their response was giving thanks to God? Or have you ever wondered why the apostles in prison and their response was singing praises to God and praying? These believers have progressed beyond the need for things to the need for God. And that's where God wants us all to be. To be more interested in his face than his hands. God wants those who will seek to know him for who he is rather than for what they can get. As we begin to wrap up today's episode, if you were in a relationship and found out that your partner didn't really love you, they were just there for something they could get from you, how would that make you feel? Would you not feel cheated? Would you not feel used? Similarly, God is seeking those who would worship him because they love him, not just for the cars, houses, money, etc., but those who love him for who he is, because he is God. In every situation, no matter what the circumstance, be thankful and continually give thanks to God, for this is the will of God for you. That again, our verse for today. It says, be thankful and continually give thanks to God. Don't let anything stop your continual thanks. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. Alright, so there are many things that happen in our lives that seem like they're not part of the plan. But this verse that we've just read in Romans 8 and 28 says, and we know that God causes everything to work together. So he causes the good, the bad, the ugly to work together for the good of them that love God, those who are called according to his purpose. So two questions we need to ask ourselves. Do we love God? Are we called according to his purpose? If the answer to those questions are both yes, then everything is working together for your good. Thank God in every situation. I was chatting with my wife the other day around this subject a few days ago, and I mentioned to her that there is a script for our lives, and God is the writer. Every story God tells ends well. Now, what that means depends from what lens you're viewing it. Would we say the life of Jesus ended well, naturally? Naturally, we would say no. Oh, he died at a young age and a very painful and shameful death at that. But that was his purpose. And the result tells us Jesus' life ended well. The Bible says God gave him a name above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Would you say Job ended well? After he lost everything, the Bible says he did not sin by blaming God. Fast forward to the end in Job chapter 42 and verse 10. The Bible says Job prayed for his friends. The Lord turned his fortunes around. In fact, the Lord gave him twice as much as he had before. All right, what shall we say of Joseph, who from prison, went and became the second person in command in the whole of Egypt, or Paul and Silas, who through their thanksgiving in prison delivered an entire prison and salvation was brought to many. Giving thanks in an unpleasant situation may not make sense at the time, but history has proven it. It delivers unimaginable results. I don't know what you might be going through today. If you are a child of God, then God is with you in it. Give thanks to Him today, for He is the way maker. Shall we pray? Dear Father, we thank you for your word which you have shared today. It says, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Dear Father, I know it's not humanly easy to give thanks in all circumstances, for that's what you expect of us. Help us to give thanks. Help us to love you truly. Help us to know you. Help us to see beyond the problems. Help us to see beyond the challenges. Help us to have a glimpse of your plan. Help us to trust you even when it's difficult to do so. Give you thanks and praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thanks for joining in today. Always a pleasure to share with you. We'll see you next week. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Word Up podcast today. We hope you've been blessed and inspired by God's Word. If you've got any questions or comments, you could leave them at the comment section below or email us at wordoppodcast21@gmail.com. wordoppodcast21@gmail.com. We'll be delighted to read from you. You can also do well by letting us know where you're listening from and how this program has blessed you. See you next time for another exciting and inspiring episode of the Word Up Podcast. God bless you.